You guys out there, our fans, our parents, our supporters, your Emmaus Eagles men's cross country team.
Oh, no.
And welcome back to the official Emmaus Athletic Podcast in the Nest. I'm your co-host, Shane Douglas. Here with Matty Ice Tomlinson.
What's Matt. Up? What is
I
up?
I missed you, man. You really got rid of that music real quick, man.
That went way Will. Quickly.
It's all good. It's all good. This is our 10th take. I'm joking. man, 12th, it's good to actually. Be back. Good to be back. Always great. It's like I'm never in it until I sit down and then I'm ready to talk sports.
The lights hit, that camera rolls, and it's like showtime.
It's great. I love it. It's been honestly, best week. So last week, guys, you saw our tears on the podcast. It's a really tough week for Emmaus Athletics. But this week really did just put the cherry on top, and it was great.
What a turnaround.
Really big turnaround. For honestly, the little mixture, the overlap of fall and winter sports. We had two men's basketball games, and we have cross country nationals.
The national championship race.
And it's gone very well. And we're going to talk about it in this episode. But before we get started, we just want to thank you guys again for making us a part of your day. Make sure to like, subscribe, share us. Thank you for talking about us and for listening. So
yes.
We are very appreciative of it. We're thankful for all you guys talking to us and even coming to the games. And it's great. I love it. I love the fans. I love you parents. I love you family members who are Eagles. You guys are Eagles. You have earned that name, even though you weren't a student here.
Go Eagles. Shout out to those opposing players that watch our podcast, because there's a number of them out there.
True.
We appreciate that.
That's true. Yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Either you guys use this for your
pre-game motivation. Or
if we say something mean about you, we are so sorry. We don't mean anything. That's actually something Matt and I really do talk about, is trying to be encouraging and uplifting. Of course, you have sports media all over the place, and we don't really refer to ourselves as sports media. It's as a joke, maybe. But
as a joke, we are. It's not really.
It's just two like losers on a podcast. But either way, we do appreciate you guys. If we're your billboard material, that's fine. We'll
let us know
that we
so
are
we can
the reason.
Take a picture with you next time we meet up.
Yeah, but we love you guys all. We love our opponents on the field, on the court, on the track, whatever it may be. We fight. We are against. We're competitive. But
we all love Jesus.
We love Jesus.
At the end of the day.
And off of all that, we're family.
We are.
We're family. We're brothers and sisters.
Same
in Christ.
Family, different jerseys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So with all that said, great week in Emmaus Athletics. How you doing? It's snowing outside.
It is snowing outside. First snow of, and before Thanksgiving too.
I know.
Last week I said, my fault. I said it's not going to snow before Thanksgiving.
It's not sticking.
Like last year.
It's
not
sticking.
It's not, but there's snow in the air.
It hasn't been cold enough. I do love, I do love like the snowfall, waking up in the morning, looking outside. Snow. I love it.
I mean, I'm sure both of my boys were pretty excited when they saw the snow falling.
Yeah, but it's just wet. It's just like rain. It's snow rain. Snow rain. That's what it is. So Dubuque, Iowa, raining, snow.
Actually, it's raining. It's snowing.
November 20th.
All over the state right now.
November 20th, 21st, raining snow. So
in the year of our Lord, 2024. Yes.
I love it when you make jokes and I just don't respond.
It's funny when you'll make a joke and I won't respond, and then it's awkward, and then I'll make a joke and you won't respond, and it's awkward, and we're just like, all right, next segment, right
love
on.
Love it. Love it. With that said,
Will's like, do I edit this out? Do I keep it in?
No, he can't edit it. No.
No.
It's a great symbolism of the transition from fall sports to winter sports.
Snow.
So before we get to winter sports and a great weekend for our men's basketball team, women's basketball team had a break. So
I think a 10-day break between games. So
which is good. Nice for them to really catch up, not just on
work on some
in school, but also like as a team, since you know there's not a lot of depth this year, so it's tough. So it's great that they can have a rest.
Yep.
But we got two games, men's games, to talk about in this episode, as well as
we
recapping national championship for cross country and a couple shout outs and some more fun things to talk about. So, but
yes, sir,
as we said, transition the last fall sports national championship
for cross country,
Matt. Mm-hmm. How did we turn out, Matt?
Oh, boy. Okay, we're going to talk about the ladies first. So our ladies showed out this last weekend at Nationals. They finished fifth place in team placements. Remember, for national race, it's not about your time.
Nope.
It's about the placement.
Yes.
And so we want to go over every single runner and tell you about how they did at the national championship race. So Anna Coniglio finished in 15th place. She ran 21:45. Kate Jansen finished in 24th place. She ran 22:25. Augie Christensen finished in 33rd place. She PR'd in the race, mm-hmm. ran 23:12. I have my notes right here with all the times. So not on the top of my head. Bria Tuttle finished in 46th place. She ran 24:52. She also PR'd. Riley Rath PR'd. She finished 48th at 25:01. Carolyn Rogers PR'd at 28:59 at 60th place. And then Alice Hanselman in her first race of the year, she finished with 34 minutes and 26
and
seconds.
A lot of
PR because it was her first race because she's been out with dealing with injuries.
Yeah, a lot of
she
people
broke
didn't.
Her kneecap or something like that mm-hmm. this summer. And so
nobody thought she was going to be able to race this
year. Shout out to her for being able to do that.
Awesome to make a comeback there and hopefully, and excited to see what she's able to do next year.
Yes.
I hope that doesn't take away her eligibility running that one race.
I have no idea.
Maybe
how
it doesn't matter.
Eligibility works,
but with that said,
fifth place—that's that was really good for the, ladies.
All those PRs, it's great, and mm-hmm. be able to be top 15 is awesome. Sadly,
five PRs at nationals.
Kate's last year.
Yep.
So our one of top runners, Kate Jansen.
But also, Kate got the Game Plan for Life award recipient for Division II cross country. Shout out, Kate, which is exciting because she becomes the third Emmaus Eagle to win that award in the last 2 years.
Who else were the other ones?
Anna Harwood for women's basketball and Josh Matt for men's soccer.
And isn't that sweet? Isn't that so cool?
Mm-hmm.
That like, even though we're not bringing home a lot of banners right now and we're growing as an athletic department, and like we've been saying, there's a lot of momentum and energy behind the athletic department for the first time ever. I mean, we are relatively a new athletic school, only been around for a little bit more than a decade. Compared to the teams we're facing against in regionals and conference, they've been around for more than two decades.
Right, because we were in the NCAA in the early 2000s. We left it, went away, joined the ACCA, mm-hmm. and then 2018 we left the ACCA and went back and joined the NCCAA. Yeah. So yeah, like you said, relatively new, mm-hmm. and it's just cool because if you're interested about that award, you can go to the NCCA's website to learn more about it. But essentially, what it is, it's about how you compete, but it's also, just being a great person. It talks about academics and then like service. A lot of it's really geared towards service and what you're doing in your community, what you're doing in your school. And so, it's really cool. Like,
oh, it's so cool.
They're doing so well and they're being recognized nationally for their Christian character and dedication to Jesus and ministry.
We may not have like all the banners quite yet or the plaques or the trophies yet. But the thing is the awards we are winning consistently are the rewards or the awards that I think really define our students. And I was talking about this with, I went to visit a school today for work. And I was talking about this with one of our student athletes, Michelle Striley. So shout out Michelle. And, in this conversation, we talked about how what we do here in Emmaus, and not trying to not like as humbly as possible. Like, of course it's very hard. We care more about character than skill.
Right.
We care so much more about character than skill. And we want to compete. We want to win. And we do. We do sometimes. But I think it's even more difficult for us because of that.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of our Achilles heel, which is a great Achilles heel, is having an athletic program, a school, an institution, people that really care more about your character than what you bring to your sport.
Yeah.
And that's
while
what you
still
get.
Wanting to compete, but the character is most important because we represent Christ in all that we do. And at the end of the day, like, that's what you remember. Like,
that's
you don't
what you
think
get
about
here.
You don't think about, oh yeah, all those banners, all those records, all those championships. At the end of the day, it's how did you represent Christ and what did you do to further the kingdom?
And these students, Anna Harwood, Josh Matt, Kate Jansen, great examples on the big stage of the nation winning these awards, because those are the student athletes that we recruit. Those are the student athletes that we want. Those three are just representations of all their teammates.
Yes.
All their teammates.
And it's cool because there's three different academic departments represented. Josh was with Educational Ministries.
With soccer.
Anna with basketball. She was in the Counseling Psychology program. And Kate with cross country, she's a business major.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to have
all different,
all different majors.
But they're all Bible.
And they're all centered around the Bible.
Yep. So
double
love
majors.
That. It's really cool.
It is.
We have a good Achilles heel. I wouldn't take any other Achilles heel. I'd rather struggle winning on the court, but winning off, you know?
So yeah, women, they performed very well.
They did.
Let's talk about the men because did they show out? I know we had joked last week how we were a little worried with our predictions with regionals.
It's what tough happened. Because we're so confident in soccer and volleyball this year.
And we were even more confident with cross country. And we're like, no, we have to because what's going to happen? Well, Shane, Douglas,
Matthew, Tomlinson,
you guys out there, our fans, our parents, our supporters, your Emmaus Eagles men's cross country team.
Oh no.
Was national champion runners up.
Let's go.
National champion runners up. Let's go.
Dogs.
That's crazy because Shane, that is the highest finish of any sport in our history being a part of the NCCAA.
Dogs.
Crazy. They came in second place to the five-time defending champion Bob Jones, but what a year. Like that is crazy. Like
it is awesome.
A great plaque, which is so cool, but man, they turned up this year. Coach Girardi. Shout out Coach Girardi, man.
Girardis.
Both of you. Both of them. Both head coach Jeremiah and assistant coach Elizabeth. What a year they had.
Killed it.
I want to go over these times real quick.
Show them some love.
Let's go. Gosh. Wow. We had Matthew Hanselman PR'd at Nationals. He ran 28 minutes and 39 seconds, finished in 10th place, and the top 10 runners are NCCAA All-Americans. So Matthew Hanselman, All-American cross-country runner. 12th place, Benjamin Drisco, who is coming off of pneumonia.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane that he's been able to run. He's
feeling a little better.
While not being able to breathe. He finished 12th at 28 minutes, 44 seconds. Samuel Stapley finished 22nd at 30 minutes and 15 seconds. Caleb Ness PR'd at the national race. 24th place, 30 minutes, 44 seconds.
Man.
In 29th place, Christian PR'd at 31 minutes and 1 second. And then Daniel PR'd at 38th place at 31 minutes and 30 seconds. What a year they had. What a year.
They all ran so well at Nationals. Caleb and Christian and Daniel, more pressure on them than it was with the top three with Matthew, Benjamin, and Sam, because Caleb and Christian being counted, and Daniel being the options to count to the full team points, they really needed to pick up their pace, really needed to finish strong. And my goodness, Matt.
And what a performance, too, because Coach Girardi said, you know, we talked about last podcast, he said there was a 4-minute gap at regionals between runner number one and runner number five. It was like 3 minutes. Whole minute was cut off.
Wow.
At Nationals.
Wow.
They balled out.
Wow.
So cool to see.
That is awesome.
Shout out to our men's cross-country team. National champion runners-up. That's amazing. This is the fourth season we've had of men's cross-country.
Let me see that. And what's really cool is with this list of guys.
My notes.
Yeah, these are his notes, guys.
The whole notebook, yeah.
Ooh. What's really cool is like seeing these names and knowing Matthew, Benjamin, and Sam, Daniel. Four of our men are all freshmen
runners.
And what's really cool is Daniel's joined late in the season. His high school times are very similar, according to Daniel, to Benjamin's high school times.
According to Daniel.
I don't know how official that really truly is, but there's a lot of hope and a lot of expectation.
Between his first race and this race, was 7 minutes faster, and that's without preseason and lifting, preseason conditioning, without getting prepared for.
Yeah, and Christian's a sophomore, right? Mm-hmm. Caleb is a senior.
Junior.
That's right. He has one more year. So this team is coming back next year.
We're gonna be faster.
We're gonna have more recruits as well. So really looking forward to it. But I love Caleb's leadership with these guys.
Yes.
And how all the other young ones were able to step up as well and lead. Benjamin being
Caleb's the
front runner for the entire year. Coming out here like a dog, finishing 12th.
Yes.
12th in the nation. Sick. With what? Pneumonia.
Yeah.
Just killing it. What the heck, Benjamin? What are you doing? My gosh.
I just cannot fathom the fact, like, he literally couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Because it's your lungs. And he finished 12th in the nation. Oh my, come on, man. Like, what the heck?
Get this guy a new pair of lungs and see what he can do. Goodness. And then we got Matthew.
Like, he's going to be top five
next
year.
Matthew Hanselman finished the season so strong.
He did.
The last couple races, from regionals to the race in between regionals and nationals, at nationals, Matthew Hanselman really is a champ. He killed it. He quoted. He gave us a quote.
What did he say?
So when it comes to anything that's happening like in life, but also when it comes to cross country, it's a part of the plan.
He said it's all part of the plan.
All part of the plan. Just like Joel Embiid, it's part of the process. Trust the process.
Matthew Hanselman. It's all part of the plan.
It's all part of the plan. It's like A-team. A-team. So love it when a plan comes together. But for Matthew, it's like banged up knee, trip, banged up his ankle, you know, gets 12th in, or 10th in the nation.
All American.
All a part of the plan. So I'm excited.
All part of the American plan.
I'm excited to see what Matthew can do.
Yes.
He's only a freshman, and this is part of his plan. We'll see what he does in the remaining 3 years.
Yes. Just to reemphasize, what a year for both cross country,
especially
the men's team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm.
And I love what the women's team did too. I love the battle all season between Bria Tuttle and Riley Rath. They were just battling out, killed it, really back and forth. Riley pretty much took the entire season. Bria had a strong final race at nationals, and then you had Kate. I don't think Kate ran the season she really wanted to, but we're all very proud of her. She was able to walk away with the highest reward award given at nationals. I would put that first place. Even before the first place runner.
Run fast.
Kate being a great competitor, great athlete, and student athlete, great student leader, being a part of a lot of leadership here on campus. And this is her final season. She's graduating early. She was from Minnesota. So
Minnesota.
If you're from Minnesota, you can take credits in college for free and finish college early. So we're going to miss Kate. Maybe she comes back.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see how the year ends.
Shout out Annalise Sweeney, as she was not able to race due to that crazy incident that happened.
I wasn't even on podcast to talk about it, but it's like, I remember someone told me at lunch, it was so casual. Oh yeah, Annalise got hit by a car. What?
I don't know if anything has come from it. I know that her parents were here just this past weekend, but she was able to be at the race and got that experience of being at the national race. So we're excited to see.
And she's had a great attitude through it all. And I've told every single student athlete this, the team that is the most family centered is cross country.
Yep.
Men's and women, you guys are great. They always go over to the Hanselman's house. I think they're Girardi's houses, and just have even the Tuttle's house and have meals, hang out. So they are a family.
They are.
They're a crew. They're a friend group. And I love it. I love that what they're doing. And they're the most successful. Right, they're the most successful
in Emmaus sports history.
Yeah, they're killing it. They're killing it. So
second place, that's
crazy. If you're not a cross country fan, become one. Jump on that bandwagon right now. Come on, go get a shirt. Go get
some
merch.
Run on the bandwagon.
I want all you parents coming to the meets. I know you guys be traveling for basketball games or volleyball games for your kids or just because you're Emmaus Eagles fans. Show up for the meets, right?
Yeah. Because next year. Oh boy, you thought this year was good? Just wait till next year.
I'm excited for next year. I'm excited. I don't even know why I'm excited. I don't know what's coming.
Because you're an Emmaus Eagle.
But they killed it this year.
They did.
Yeah, shout out to the cross country team. We love you guys. We love what you've done this year. Yes. We've talked about you this entire podcast. So, Jenica, don't yell at us. I love it. But no, you guys are easily just I love it. And what Kate was able to do.
And I was telling Coach Girardi, I'm like, brother, you really set the bar for the rest of us in your fourth year national champion runners-up, and all the other sports are like, hi.
I'm dumbfounded. I don't know what else to say because I'm so proud.
Yep.
I'm so proud of what cross-country has been able to do. And what, third year?
Fourth season. National champions runner-up.
Man.
Crazy. Man. Crazy, Shane.
We'll do some math. Crazy. See, and what's crazy, Bob Jones won last year. By 60 plus points. This year they only won by 30.
Yeah, because it was 42-72.
Mm-hmm. So we really slipped in the middle of there. Jumped the gap. This is for men's, of course. So excited to see what cross country does in the next couple of years. But definitely something to watch out for and a team to join.
Yes.
So if you want to be recruited,
especially
the recruiting
if you run
app
fast.
Yeah.
If you don't run fast, still join.
Oh, yeah. There are plenty of people who don't run fast and still join.
I don't run fast.
It's a family. It's a family.
It is a family.
It's good cardio.
It is.
So either way, cross country, we salute you. Now, that is the unofficial official fall transition sports? From fall done. Sports.
All done.
I was going to leave and come back, but you didn't move. Winter sports is here. It has been here and is here to stay until March.
But not like the snow outside.
I hope the snow is gone after Christmas. I'm that type of guy. Men's basketball. Two big games.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me, assistant coach Matthew Tomlinson.
Yes.
Matthew Robert Tomlinson.
That's me. Yes. So two big games this you go past by Bob? Week. No, it's my dad. Me dad.
I know. Wait, what's your middle name?
You just called me.
I know. So Bob. Can I show Matthew Bob?
Matthew Bob.
Matthew Bob Tomlinson.
Yeah, Matthew
Bobby. What up, Bobby?
Actually, that's what his whole family, all my dad's side of family calls him. Bobby. Yeah. Dr. Bobby.
That's funny. That's weird. That's
funny. But yes, men's basketball.
I call him Colonel.
I was also a Colonel. Colonel Doctor.
He calls me a Lieutenant.
He does?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm not a Lieutenant. I'm not even close. I don't deserve that title. Okay.
Basketball time?
I love... Some people don't like us getting like off topic. I like it. We're being real. We're genuine. Yeah. We're not professionals up here. We like having fun.
What's the point if you don't have a little fun with what we do?
Yeah, we ain't like Pat McAfee or, you know, Rich Eisen up here. We're Matthew, Bob Tomlinson, and Shane Douglas.
Shane Navidad Douglas.
Navidad. What the heck is that?
Douglas. Okay, anyway.
Talk about basketball.
We talk about basketball
goodness
now.
Goodness gracious.
Because I like basketball.
Yes, go.
Okay, I was waiting for you.
I'm chilling. This is your job.
We're going to get in trouble for this. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, men's basketball. Oh, so, yeah, again, women's basketball off for 10 days. Didn't have any games since the last episode. But men's basketball, we had two big games. Last Saturday, we played Division III opponent Northland College. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably our first matchup ever.
Yep.
So they came to town and played us, and then on the next day they played Loras. But yeah, it was a fun game. It was a great game. We took the victory. We won 90-81. It was really cool to see because Tatum and Nash both had 28 points apiece.
That's awesome. That's really good.
Nash had 28 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds. He almost had a triple-double.
I don't like it when that happens.
I know. The worst. And then Josh had 16 points off the bench.
Dog.
Really cool thing is, in that game, Nash scored his 1,000th point at Emmaus, which he became the 9th Emmaus men's basketball player to score 1,000 points in their
career.
Would you think
you'd have to put him in your top 10?
I don't think so.
We've never done that. Matt and I have always wanted to do like a top 10 or starting five
for sports.
Yeah, for men's basketball. It's easiest for men's basketball, I feel like. For soccer, it's hard because we were a club and there's a lot of people that aren't in the record books. So,
because it was a club. But yeah.
Either way, though.
Yeah, so ninth all time. So ninth men's basketball player to reach 1,000 points. What an incredible achievement that he had.
Do you have 1,000?
I do have 1,000.
What a flex. You're so humble.
But yeah, so, and then with that, because of Nash's performance at the Moody game the previous week, he was awarded NCCAA Athlete of the Week for men's basketball.
First time.
He was runner-up twice or three times last year.
Since the late Tyrus Buckner.
Yep, so first time. So our first in 3 years, I think, since 2022. Yeah.
Shout out to Nash Harper. Love you, dude.
So now you and Hannah both have Player of the Week shirts.
Oh, do they get shirts?
Yeah, they get a shirt.
Oh, that's so cool.
They get a t-shirt that says NCCAA Athlete
of the Week. I'm the Player of the Week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so flex. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so that was really good. So beat them. And then Tuesday night, which was last night for us recording, but two nights ago. For
Thursday.
When you're watching this.
What if they watch on
Saturday?
We
went up to Watertown, Wisconsin.
Yes.
To play our rivals.
Kind of over, but.
It's up over.
Yeah.
I just drive. To play our rivals, Maranatha Baptist Sabercats. Their first home game of the year. And with that, you know, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, what a game it was. Holy cow.
Good game.
What a fun game. It was a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
We had some moments in the game. We were up 9 with 10 minutes to go. Then we were up 9 again with, I think it was 7:55 to go. Mm-hmm. couldn't quite cruise from there. They brought it back within two. Then we went back up to six. Ended up winning 87-84. Big victory. Our second victory of the season for North Region opponents. So that puts our record at 3-2. But man, play of the night, Tatum.
Tatum
Arguello. Chris Arguello, in the words of the Maranatha announcer. But Tatum had 41 points, Shane.
Dog.
41 points. Dog. He was 5 points off of setting the new season high or game high for Emmaus men's basketball, which is 45 by
Caleb Reuter.
But shout out Caleb. 41 points, 3 assists, 4 steals. Nash had a good game. He had 13 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Josh had 13 points off the bench. And Collier had 10
Josh
points.
Josh is killing it.
He is.
Sixth man of the year.
Right now we have 4 guys that are averaging double digits in points.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what a victory. The guy, it was, we did not shoot well. Maranatha shot well. We did not. But I'm so proud of the guys of they found a way to win in tight situations and pull it out.
Yeah, as a new team.
Yeah, a new together. Team, 11 new players. And, you know, in previous years, if we had shot that bad and they had gone on a run, I don't know if we would have stopped that run. But this team was able to do that, and that was super encouraging.
Oh, no, I love it. I love it.
So 2-0 week.
It's exciting. And, like, the thing is, you guys have scheduled a lot of tough games early on, and I think that's a theme a lot of our athletic the athletic department is taking from one another. The coaches is scheduling tough at the beginning and working in a conference towards the end. Yep. But, you know, little mixtures, little sprinkles here and there. So it's great to have some tough regional competitions right now before the New Year's.
Yes.
Going up against Northland, D3, and then Maranatha, also D3, also but D3. Also in our region. Yep. So this is a big impact.
2-0 versus D3 teams.
Big impact game right here. So we're 2-0 in regional play.
Mm-hmm.
Both games count towards regional record.
Who knows?
Oh, my gosh.
Who knows?
We're supposed to know this. We're the media. We're supposed to
know this. We don't know. I don't know. I should know
this. I thought you would know,
but yeah, Coach. But with that, Shane, we have some stats to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Currently, as it stands, Tatum Arguello is number 2 in the nation in points per game.
Oh, really?
In scoring.
That's cool.
Nash Harper is number 1 in the nation in assists.
Nash.
And then Josh is number 8 right now in threes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And Josh off the bench is so, like, the last couple games is what you guys have been wanting from Josh last year and this year. And I feel like it's really showing now, which is great. Beginning of the season.
Yes.
It's tough because you got that big break in between.
Yep.
But if Josh can come back, still shooting like he is right now, second semester, at the beginning, it's going to be awesome. Yes. If you keep that momentum going, going to be great. Yes. Having a sixth man who can come off the bench or even earn that starting job, but maybe that's where you guys want him, is coming off the bench and, you know, taking.
It's an offense, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I know a little bit about that.
There you go.
That was me. But, yeah, looking ahead, so we have 4 games upcoming before Thanksgiving break. So, actually, we have 3 games because then the next game is after Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
So our 3 games upcoming are this weekend. So men's and women's team travel up to Minneapolis to play Free Lutheran Bible College. Mm. Men play at 6 p.m. on Friday. Women play at 8 p.m. on Friday. And then the men turn around and play Oak Hills at FLBC at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay. FLBC having a really tough year this year.
Yep.
We understand for the men's team. I heard the women's team is looking pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm curious on how our women's team will fare against FLBC's women's team.
Especially with the break that they've been able to get some rest, get healed of any injuries and work on their stuff.
And I hope you guys are able to clean up some fundamentals against FLBC for the men's team. But outside of that, should win. But we'll see if the women's team can pull out a W. That'd be awesome. Oak Hills. How does Oak Hills look this year?
It should be a good game. We should win. Okay. But, you know, you can't take anything for granted. So as long as
and
we take care
know.
Of what we're supposed to take care of,
the thing is, you never know who they recruit, who's coming in. I don't think Maranatha knew that we had Tatum here. So
nope.
So he's pretty surprise, good surprise.
He is pretty good at
Chris is really good at basketball.
Chris is really good at basketball.
You know, love Chris. Mm-hmm. Great guy. Chris
Arguello.
Arguello.
Yep.
But Oak Hills, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Going to be an exciting game.
Yeah.
Hopefully, 3 wins this weekend.
Should be.
Just women's one women's
just
game?
Just one women's game. Okay. Yeah, they don't have a game against Oak Hills. That game got canceled.
Okay, sweet. So hoping for three wins this weekend. Keep in touch.
Thanksgiving break.
Through social media. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Like this podcast.
Please.
And hopefully we are giving you guys informed news of the podcast, of the Athletic, or through the podcast, of the Athletics here at Emmaus. That is our job. That is our job. That's our role. That's what we want to do when we talked about this 3 years ago. More than 3 years ago, really.
Yeah.
But that we just wanted to inform our listeners, inform the
what's
parents,
going on at Emmaus.
Family, alum, supporters of the school, of what's going on in the athletic realms. And we hope we have done a great job, and we're hope and getting better each year.
Yes.
I think it's night and day difference of where the podcast is now than it was the first episode. So that is really cool.
Especially since we have our media members that travel around Thursday nights to go.
Oh, every night. Every evening night. We have our media members that travel around and try to find people who are watching our podcast and even maybe
hey, you should listen to this.
Listen to our podcast. And what happened, Matt?
Well, Shane, we got a video from a member of our student athletic department that found his soon-to-be in-laws watching our podcast. If you want to play the video.
Just so funny.
That is so funny.
Just so funny.
Both of us right there in the basement window.
Oh, just so, that's like the, it's the perfect like crop. Like I just, oh. I just don't understand. So we were all joking around and about people traveling around and looking for podcasts. That was one of the athletes here at Emmaus that sent us that video in a group chat, and so funny. Just loved it. So
his soon to be father-in-law was watching us in his basement.
Landa Jacobus sending us a video of one of our favorite supporters, Andy Fessler.
So shout out Andy Fessler.
Shout out Andy. Love you. Love the clan there, the Fessler clan. And I hope you're freaking out when you're watching.
Me too.
Whoa,
Landon comes and gets a video of him watching the video, of us watching the video, so it becomes like video inception.
So funny. When I saw that, I was like, that's the video of the year, man. That is so funny.
It was.
I had like nobody to talk to but my wife, and then she's like, oh, that's cool.
She's like, nice, Shane.
I'm like, where's Matt? Where's Matt? I need to talk to him. So funny. I love that. Other shout out. I want to shout out Joe Abdi.
Yes.
Joe Abdi.
Mr. Abdi.
A great commentator.
Voice of the Eagles.
He is. Mm-hmm. You know, like transitioning him from the starting lineups to on the mic. I mean, he pretty much started that. He took over that from
3 years ago. I think this might be his fourth year actually.
I have no idea.
Commentating.
It's doing color commentary. Does a fantastic job. So shout out Joe Abdi. I don't even know
who's also missed 2 men's basketball games in 5 years.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Joe's a huge supporter of the school. And
yes.
Well, I really appreciate what he does, Matt, is that, yes, he's a fan of Emmaus. Yes, he works at Emmaus. Mm-hmm. But he keeps things professional, and he keeps things.
Yes, he does.
Very
even keel.
Even keel.
He's not ultra biased.
No.
He does a good job of, appealing to the home team and to the guest team.
It's not a fan watching it where they're screaming or yelling, but giving you important stats. Mm-hmm. And also like understanding the rhythm of the game. If this game is a blowout, and even if the blowout
more commercials
getting,
he reads
us
off.
Getting destroyed. Like the guy did play-by-play for the Thursday night football game a couple weeks ago. It's like he's done talking about the game in front of us. He's talking about the Bengals and Ravens games. Like, okay, buddy. And I love it. I'm all for it. I love all his ads.
His ads are the funniest.
They're so great. He did like a kiss ad, I think. He's like, go get
K
your...
K Jewelers. Every kiss begins with K.
Yeah, he's like, go get your ring by spring. Oh, I don't even know where it comes up with. Does he write it down? Joe, you got to tell us.
Yeah, seriously.
If you don't know,
a book somewhere in your office of things to say.
If you don't know what we're talking about, please tune in to a live stream, a home court live stream for the Emmaus Eagles if you can't make it. And just listen to the Joe Abdi.
The voice of the Eagles, Joe Abdi.
Do the color commentary for our men's and... Does he do both men's and women's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, men's and women's team. So, man, he is awesome.
He is.
Love it. I love all... Man, so... Like he was doing a grocery store ad the other day.
He was.
It's like talking about turkeys. $1.99
chicken or turkey or something like that.
Yeah, he kept talking about it. And they're still an ad. They're still, flash sale. Love it. So shout out to Joe. We appreciate you. Not everybody can commentate like you. And we know that for a fact.
You found that up firsthand.
Yeah. And it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare. Mm-hmm. Really rare.
Very rare.
Pretty rare.
As rare as the steak in the ad that you did on.
Yeah, pretty Saturday. Rare. You know, as rare as like us winning against, you know, Maranatha. Yeah, so
very rare.
For you to
4-4 last week.
For you to have a great broadcaster like you. So we love you, Joe.
Yes.
Let us know how you're so quick-witted. Love it. Other shout out, Emily from Unity Christian High School. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Just visited their high school earlier today, and I was talking about Emmaus and, you know, giving my testimony and, you know, other people's, because we, that's why I really actually appreciate when we go to schools, we try to get to know them. We want them to know, like, get to know us. And I think it really defines, I was thinking about this in the moment today. It really, is a great example of our school and that we are intentional, that we do care about our students, because we're not there just shoving information about Emmaus down their throat, but we're talking about the Lord and we're talking about the gospel. Not saying we're the only school that does this, but just realizing
we do a very good job of doing
just
that.
Knowing what we do, what we produce in marketing and in talking about Emmaus. So I after talking about Emmaus, I'm like, hey, do you guys got any more questions? Talking to the juniors and seniors, and she's like, Emily, raise your hand. I like your podcast. Great.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go. I'm like, oh, I got to tell Matt. And here we go. I told her we're going to, I'll give her a shout out. So here you go. Shout out, Emily.
Two last shout outs. I want to shout out Kevin and Vicky Rand, who drove all the way to watch the men's basketball team play.
Yes.
That was really cool.
They don't even have a kid playing for the team or a future son-in-law.
Nope. Soccer and volleyball. But they came and support us, which is great. And shout out, big shout out to Rocky Bonner. Mm. He drove all the way up to Watertown by himself.
Love you, Rocky.
And he was loud and it was awesome. And Rocky, you brought the energy. The guys loved it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Man, love it. I love the energy. I love the fans from the parents. Man, this is, man, all you parents, the Ron family, and then just like really embodying Emmaus.
Shout out to Skylar Sandry, who flew to the game.
He flew. Crazy.
He flew to the game.
And got snacks.
There's
the eagle flying. That was Skylar's flying.
Yeah, there's goes Skylar. Bye, Skylar.
All right. Yeah. Well, that does it for our show today. We just want to thank you, everybody, again for listening.
Thank you.
Everyone who we listed, we appreciate you guys watching. It's all so great to hear from people that listen. It's so great to listen to other people like Joe Abdi and how and their craft, their skill. But it's also great seeing and hearing stories from you and seeing you guys go to the games and supporting the Emmaus Eagles. Our student athletes, even though they might not be your kids. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. We love your support. And just continue to share this, like this, and tune in, making us a part of your day. We appreciate that. The time that goes in for Matt and I to talk about this, to have meetings, and for him to, you know, do 2 pages of notes. Man.
Messy handwriting.
So much. No, I can read all that. Done. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
So just thank you guys for supporting us and supporting the school. So we appreciate you guys. And you know what? I've been saying, I tell everyone, you know, it's exciting times to be here at Emmaus, but it's even better because of, you know what day it is.
You know what day it is, Shane? This is every day, but especially after Tuesday's victory, it's a great day to be an Emmaus Eagle.
See you next week.
PTN.